Boker Tov, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We're now in the Darim Daf Dalad Amud Bet at the two dots, and we're going to investigate the second half of the Mishnah that explicated Yadot. And we will see a statement of Shmuel, and we will analyze Shmuel's approach to Yadot. And there's one particular term that's going to come up that I noted on top of the handout, and that is the notion of a Yad Mochiach or Yad Shein Mochiach. So when we get to it, I'll explain what the term means. In any case, Amar L'Chaver Mudani Yimcha. Good. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Bechulan Ad Sheomar Shani Ochal Lach, Shani Toim Lach. In other words, Shmuel seems to say that if you say Mudranim Yimcha, Mufreshanim Yimcha, I'm separated from you, I'm distanced from you, whatever, it means nothing until you actually associate it with a particular action, meaning that I won't eat, that I won't taste, etc. What does Shmuel mean by that? That's going to be the focus of the first half of this year. Meitavei, we have a challenge from a Braita, which is like our Mishnah, but does one critical thing our Mishnah doesn't do. Our Mishnah lists Mudranim Mecha, Mufreshanim Mecha, Sha'ani Ochalach, Sha'ani Toim Lach, Oser. And it's unclear whether that is a bunch of individual statements, each of which is Oser, or maybe you need a combination. But the Braita makes it clear. And there it takes the two different kinds of phrases, one which refers to the distancing, and the other is the mode of the distancing, or shall we say, the effect of the distancing, eating or tasting, and each one is asur. So that seems to prove that independently it works, not like the way we're reading Shmuel. Hachiktani, so this is how we read the Braita. In other words, the opening series of three is premised upon the second two. Shani Toim Lach. In other words, Mudranim Mecha only works if you say Shani Ochalach. Now, of course, that's a very difficult read in the Braita, and we're going to eventually abandon it. Vatanya Ipcha. We have a Braita in which the same information is there, but in the reverse order. Shani Ochalach, Shani Toim Lach Asur, Mudranim Mecha Mufreshanim Mecha Mechakanim Mecha Mehazrei Az Asur. So how are you going to explain that one? So Tani Hacha. So now we're going to really stretch and say, Ukvar Amar Mudrani, meaning that the second half only works if you already said the first half. Right? Now, sorry, the first half will only work if the second half was included. So, Yachar Henu Reisha, then if that's the case, then the Reisha Nasefer all the same. That if you say A, but that's only if you also say B, and if you say B, but only if you also said A. So it's all the same. And if that's the case, why did the Braita, and this is where the Braita is different than the Mishnah, why did the Braita say Asur after each group? Just say Asur at the end and then make it clear, or at least not so clear in the opposite direction, that each one independently work, that the two work only when in combination. El Amar Shmuel. So this is what Shmuel really meant. Version 2. Tama da Amar Shani Ochalach. Shani Toim Lach. In other words, Shmuel meant that if you say Mudrani Mimcha and add Shani Toim Lach, Huda Asur V'Chavir Mutar. It's only in a case like that where it's unidirectional, meaning if I say Mudrani Mimcha and then I say Shani Toim Lach, I am forbidding myself from eating from you, then I'm forbidden to eat from you, but you can eat my stuff. Aval Amar Mudrani Mimach L'Chudei, but if you just said Mudrani Mimach, then it really means that it's bidirectional. I will not eat your stuff, and I'm forbidding my stuff on you. Shnehan Asurin. Ki'anam Yosma Chanina Mudrani Mimach, if you say this phrase, Shnehan Asurin. Now, that works fine until we see the following Mishnah later on in Darim. Tanan Hareini Alecha Cherem. Well, how do we interpret that phrase? I am cherem to you. Hamudar Asur. That means you're Asur. Madir Lav. The guy who took the netter is mutar, meaning you can't benefit from me, but I can benefit from you. So you see that mudrani mimcha is not bidirectional. So in gagon de parish for atalai lo. So that's talking about a case where you say that I am cherem to you, but you're not cherem to me. So atalai cherem, the rest of the Mishnah says, and that's why I put the whole phrase in the Mishnah on top of the page. Atalai cherem. You are cherem to me, hanoder asur, hamamudarlo, in which I'm asur, but you're not. In other words, again, it's not bidirectional. And they're going to have to say, go into parish va'ana alachlo, that you added in to say, and said, you're asur to me, but I'm not asur to you. So what's going to be the default case? Shnehan asurim, you're going to say that if I just say mudranimcha, it's bidirectional, unless I add a qualifier. Hamniktani Seifa, look at the end of that Mishnah. Hareini alecha v'yata alai, I am to you and you are to me, acherem, shnei anasurin, which means that you have to explicate that it's bidirectional. The default is not bidirectional. Hadein hu l'shneim asurim. Hastama hu asur v'chavero mutar. So in a normal case, when you say mudrani mimcha, it means I'm forbidding myself from getting benefit from you. I'm saying nothing about your benefit from my property or from my stuff. Alahachit mar Rabbi Yosef Chanina. When Rabbi Yosef Chanina said himach mudrani himach bebot asur, here's what he really meant. Mudarani lach shneim asurin. If you say mudarani lach, it's bidirectional. Mudrani himach hu asur v'chavero mutar. But if you say mudrani mimach, then it really is you are asur to get benefit from him and not the other direction. But that doesn't work. V'amatnita niktani himach, our Mishnah, which basically says mudrani mimach, v'okim alamatnita neshmuel, and Shmuel said that our Mishnah is a case, b'chulan shemar shani tohim lach v'shani lo'ochalach, that Shmuel said that it's bidirectional unless you add in that I won't eat from you. Hud asur v'chavero mutar. Mudrani mimach shnei masurin. So that doesn't work. We just said that that Shmuel holds that we fixed Rabbi Yosef Hanina. Say Mudrani Mimach really is unidirectional. And Shmuel just got through saying that interpreting our Mishnah, which is Mudrani Mimach, it's bidirectional unless you add Shani Toim Lach. That's the way we interpreted Shmuel. So the answer is that we interpreted Shmuel wrong again. Elamikara de Shmuel Hachitmar. This is what Shmuel really said. He said, if you add in shani ocholach shani toim lach, then you're only forbidden to eat. If you say mudrani mach, asur afilu b'tana. In other words, you are not talking about how many directions it goes. It's always, I am forbidding myself from getting benefit from you. Question is, what's the nature of the benefit? Shmuel said, when do we say that you're not allowed to eat? That's only if you added eating. But if you didn't say eating, when you just say I'm mudar from you, then I'm asur in all manners of benefit. So, let Shmuel say that. If you added that in, ain asur labachila. So instead of saying it's only asur if you say that, let him say it more correctly, which is, if you added shani ochalach, then it limits it to achila. And if you don't, then it's all hana'ah. So that we got Shmuel wrong again. Alahachitmar, this is what Shmuel meant. Tama demar shani ochalach shani toim lachu da asur. It's only if you add that in that there's an isur at all. Aval amar mudrani mach, if you say I'm mudar from you, lamashma da amar asur. That doesn't mean asur at all. So now what Shmuel's saying is the first three phrases in the Mishnah mean nothing if you don't add shani toim lach. My time, because mudarani mimcha, lamishtaini vahadach mashma. It could mean, mudrani mimcha means I'm not going to talk to you. Mufashani mimcha, I'm distanced from you. Tlavinei machma so matan mashma. Maybe I won't do business with you. I'm far away from you. Maybe I won't stand near you. In other words, it doesn't automatically include hana'ah in a normal neder. So therefore, Shmuel is now saying that if you say mudrani mimcha, it's absolutely nothing unless you add in what it is you're separating yourself from, and then it becomes clear it's a neder. Now this comes to the issue of yad mochiach, because as we know, this series of statements are all yadot, as we saw in the opening sugya. What is a yad mochiach? Remember, yad is an abbreviated form of the statement. But yad mochiach means unambiguous as to the intent. Once we understand what the abbreviation stands for, the intent is clear from the statement. A yad she'eno mochiach, and we'll see examples of this in a minute, is an ambiguous statement in which the statement alone, if you had it on paper, or you heard it without inflection, without visual aids, you would not know what it meant. Who it was referring to, what particular object it was referring to. Only by context can you figure out. That's the Yad Shein Mochiach. So, Lema Kazav Shmuel Yadayim Shein Mochachot Lahavin Yadayim. Shall we posit that Shmuel says ambiguous Yadot are invalid? That's basically the way you would translate it. Yadayim Shein Mochichot Lahavin Yadayim are not a good Yad? So the answer is in Shmuel Mokim Alam Anitin Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel says that our Mishnah is accords to with Rabbi Yehuda, who said Yadayim Shein Mochichot Lahavin Yadayim. How do we know he said that? Did not. A Mishnah in Gitin. Gufo shall get. This is the last perk of Gittin. What is the main body of the get? Hare at muteret l'chol adam. That line. You may now marry anybody. Rabbi Yehuda adds, v'dein de'havi lechi minoi sefer tiruchim negeret shvukin. That Rabbi Yehuda says you have to add in the line, and this is the letter that excises the relationship. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says that the fact that you write in a document, you're now mutar, doesn't point to the document as being the agent of excision. But when you write in it, and this is the document that is giving you the freedom to marry somebody else, then it makes it a valid get. Which means Shmuel holds that Rabbi Yehuda says ambiguous statements are not valid, even though contextually you could figure out what they mean. They have to be clear from the statement themselves. Now, Amai Dochik Shmuel Le'ukum Alamatnitin Rabbi Yehuda, why is Shmuel pushing himself to make our Mishnah be authored by Rabbi Yehuda, which is always an unpopular position to take? Lukma Karabanan, let him say that our Mishnah is Rabbanan, Hafagav De'in Yadayim Mochichot, and say that there are no Yadayim Mochichot, and let him say that it is valid. Why does Shmuel have to say Mudrani Mimcha isn't valid alone without Sheni Toim Lach, which is a stretch in the Mishnah, and say that the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says such a thing is invalid? Let him simply say Mudrani Mimcha is valid because it follows Rabbanan, who said this, say that ambiguous Yadot are valid if the context helps you understand what they mean. So the answer is Amar Rava Matnitin Kshiter. Shmuel was bothered by the Mishnah himself. That's why he pushed to make this Rabbi Yehuda. Amai Tani Shani Ochal Lach. Why does the Mishnah have to say Shani Ochal Lach? Shani Toim Lach. Litni Shani Ochal Shani Toim. Why don't you say Mudrani Mimcha Shani Ochel? I'm taking a netter that I won't eat. Mudrani Mimcha. Shmamina Ba'in Yadayim Ochichot. He said that proves to you that the author of Mishnah demands Yadayim Ochichot, where you have to say I will not eat from you. Right? And therefore has to be clarified from the words themselves and not just from the context who you're talking to, that you are not going to benefit from this guy. Now, that is the end of Shmuel as far as this discussion goes. And now we're going to look at a later machloka between Abai and Rava about Yadayim Shein Mochichot. Itmar Yadayim Shein Mochichot Abai Abar Havin Yadayim Rava Marlo Havin Yadayim. There's a machloket. Abai says that an ambiguous yad, if it's contextually demonstrated what it means, then it's valid, and Rava says it's invalid. Amar Rava, Rabbi Idi Aspar Ali, my Rabbi Idi, explain to me what the source is. The Amar Kra, because remember from the last two shiurim, what is the source of Yadot? Me Nazir Lahazir Lashem, that pasuk in the one pasuk on the page. But what does it do? It compares Nizirut to Yadot. Makish Yadot Nizirut LeNizirut, Ma Nizirut BaHafla, just like regular Nizirut needs a Hafla, a clear expression, Af Yadot Nizirut BaHafla, so therefore Yadot also need a clear expression. And since we infer Yadot Nidarim from Yadot Nizirut, therefore in Nidarim also needs to be a clear expression, and therefore Yadayim Shein Mochichot are not Yadayim. Now, that's Abai and Rava. Abaye says that an ambiguous yad that is clear from context as to its meaning is valid, and Rava says it's not. Lema bepluta de Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan kamipalgi. So maybe they are disagreeing, Abaye and Rava, they're following along the lines of the dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan about the get. Right? That no, gufa shel get, and tell the chol adam, Yehuda omer, den dehavilechem, you know, I say for tiruchem, get pitu and begeret shvukit. Right? A get. Abaye demar k'Rabbanan. Abaye says like Rabbanan, you don't have to write that in the get because he's handing it over to the girl. We know who he means and what he means, that the get is the agent of divorce. V'Rava demar k'Rabbi Yehuda, and Rava says no, that Yadayim Shein Mochichot lo havin Yadayim, and therefore it has to say in the get, this is the vehicle of divorce. Amalach Abaye ana damri afilu Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye just says no. Abaye, we would say, could say what I'm saying if Rabbi Yehuda would agree with. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda ba'inan yadayim yochichot. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say in a get it has to say dein diyavi lechi elagabe get ba'inan kritut v'leika? Because get needs a complete excision, something we'll see a lot more in Gittin, and therefore you don't have that here, and therefore it's insufficient. Ba'alma mishamat le. We don't know that Rabbi Yehuda generally holds yadayim shein mochichot are no good. We know that in the area of Gittin, where explication and clarity is of the utmost priority, there he demands it. Rava mar anadam yafilu rabbanon. Rava would say my position, even the rabbanon would agree with. Because ad kan lo kam rabbanon lo bein yadayim mochichot. The rabbanon are comfortable saying that if you say harayet mutar lochol adam in the get, if you write that in the get, it's good enough. Elegabe get. Why? Man can't divorce his friend's wife. In other words, the context is so absolutely clear by definition as to who he means that there's no reason to need anything more clear. But maybe in general, where ambiguity could end up being interpreted differently because there are various possibilities. You could become mudar from this guy or from that guy, or it could become apples or strawberries. Therefore, you do need more explication. Now, Meitav, we're going to challenge Abaye, who said that Yadayim Shein Mochichot are valid. Harei hu alai, if you point to a loaf of bread, and you say, Harei hu alai, Harei ze alai. Now, the word alai is a korban word. Asur. That means that it is asur to you, meaning you cannot eat it, as an Isur Neder. Neshuyad the Korban, because the Shehu, the word who, is a short version of Yah of Korban, of the way you make a Korban. So, Hare Hu Ola. Right? And therefore, since the word who is a short word for Korban, and Korban is the source, really, as we're going to see in a few daf, we're going to get into this, is the real source of where all Nedarim come from, even Nidre Isur. Therefore, it's valid. Now, Tama Damar Lai. So, in other words, if you just pointed to the bread and said, Hare Hu, then it's not, it's nothing. You have to say, Hare Hu Alai. I am accepting the Isur. Hu Da Asur. Avalo Amar Alai Lo. So you see that Abaye has been disproven. Yadayim she'in mochichot, even though you're pointing to the thing, are insufficient without the words explicitly going to what you want them to mean. So Amalach Abaye tama damar alai hu da asur. Abaye interprets it differently. Only if you said alai, it's asur. Havalamar harehu, v'lomar alai. If you just said harehu, harehu de hefker. It might mean this is hefker. Harehu de tztakak yamar. In other words, harehu just means that this is now a specific status. But there is no context clue whatsoever. And there, even Abaye will agree. That's not yadayim shen mochichot. That's nothing. What you said is nothing. But that doesn't work because v'amneshu yad l'korban k'tani. The Mishnah itself said that the word hu is a yad l'korban. Ella emai, we have to say as follows. Tama damar alai. It's only because you said alai that it's asur hu asur v'chavar mutar. In other words, if you said hare hu alai, then it's asur to you. But the loaf of bread is not asur to others. Aval amar harehu, but if you said harehu without a lie, shnehan asurin, then both you and anybody else can't eat it. Why? Tamarehu hektesh kamar, because there maybe you meant harehu hektesh. And as a result of that, it would be asur to others also. So therefore, the alai is there to delimit that the isur only applies to you and is now not a statement of this thing being hektesh, in which case everybody's asur, but rather it's a neder in which only you're asur. So Abaye has defended his position against the attack that yadayim shein mochichot still could be yadayim. Okay, when Mirtza Hashem, we will pick up in the next podcast and continue until the two dots on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and then within a couple of days we'll finish to the next Mishnah, which is really the end of Mishnah Aleph on Daf Tet Amud Aleph. Everybody should have a wonderful day.